And just like that.
Just like that.
It's Friday?
It's Friday already?
Oh, man! I did not expect this at all!
TGIF.
This week.
That went south so fast!
Are you available to work weekends?
If that means what I think it means.
Partying hard or hardly party.
Not.
I can't work weekends.
Let's get this show on the road!
Showtime.
Yes, please!
KX HD1 Sunbury.
It's Friday. Come on, let's get happy so there's snow on the ground. Who cares? It's fun. It's winter. Let's get the show on the road.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Here we are. The snow Friday we predicted earlier in the week. It's here. About 2 inches of snow, some areas with a little bit more. Winternet is up, firing off of our Facebook page or off of our webpage this morning. So look us up on Facebook, 94KX. You like us already. You'll see the tab right there. Or WQKX.com, our website. A few two-hour delays starting to roll in. I'm sure that might get heavier in the next few minutes. Yesterday, we talked about National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. I did. The other three came down. If you weren't with us earlier in the week, took down the real tree last weekend, but the other three are artificial. I left them up. And then we addressed it on Facebook earlier this week, and a lot of you said your trees were already down, so I was like, okay. Some wait till after Russian Orthodox Christmas. There were a few people that said February. I thought that was funny. And, of course, that one adorable listener who said she's waiting for her U.S. Marine to come home. Keep it up as long as you want, my dear. I absolutely respect that. But took the three of them down yesterday and got that done. What we didn't talk about yesterday was National Bean Day, and there was too much flatulence humor there, so I thought, no, just let it go. If you like beans, you like beans, whatever. I don't know. Now, today I'm looking at the list, and it's National Fart Day. That word is actually acceptable now. We're not going to entertain that thought or try to entertain you with that thought or various noises today. However, late night TV is coming up. Jimmy Fallon talks about a new way to get your Taco Bell that might cover the subject. Also, we'll make you a winner from Wise Markets this hour. And we'll just wait for the two-hour school delays to come rolling in. Friday edition of Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, that late night visit with Jimmy Fallon is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Taco Bell just launched a subscription service that sends customers a taco every day for a month. Well, looks like we're about to go through another toilet paper shortage.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Do you love the snow this morning? You hating on it already? We got a Winternet report coming up. 2 hour school delays for many school districts. That kind of makes mom a little crazy this morning. Oh, no, they get to sleep in. You know, that kind of thing. Some roads are taken care of, some aren't. I thought that was interesting this morning. You know, because we have the tendency of overdoing it when it first snows, you know, like the first few snowstorms, the roads are, I don't know, they're just perfect. And then by the end of the winter season, you know, they're like, ah, to heck with it. We're out of salt anyway, so don't even start the plow. You know, that's just the way we are as humans. So today I expected with the small 2-inch accumulation, 3 inches in some areas, I thought like they'd be out there handling it like it was a major snowstorm. But they weren't. Hats off to my neighbors in Point Township. It was taken care of today. And then as I headed into Norrie, it wasn't. I was like, hey, what's going on here? You know. And then you roll down onto the highways and PennDOT's always in control. Nice job there, fellas. Highways coming in good. So I guess the lesson here is some slippery spots, yet other areas are taken care of. How do you feel about the snow overall? Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX. I'm scouring Facebook now to see the first early hates on a very small snowstorm. Could have been worse. That's all I have to say. And me, I'm a four-season person. You know that. Some of you like that about me. Some of you don't. I love all four seasons. So, you know, when I got up this morning at 4 a.m. and saw snow, I thought it was kind of a nice thing. Kind of beautiful. Yeah. WQKX.
up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob the Sports Center checks the sports. AccuWeather says a few flurries in the air, and we will check the winter net. Information right away. You can get it. Go to our website, WQKX.com, or go to the link right at the top of the 94KX Facebook page. It's Friday, and you know what that means? It's a Flashback Friday.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Ford Fun Line, open toll-free, 1-800-326-94KX. Facebook page message. Just get your request in. We've got it for you on a snowy Friday. We're rocking the town.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Cold and snowy? Yeah, I get it.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
You know there's December graduations in college, right? Sometimes it takes a little more than, you know, the given time to graduate. Maybe you need an extra semester. Well, how about these two graduates sitting side by side because they have the same last name? One is 23 years old. One is 88 years old.
My grandpa has been in and out of school since the 1950s. So since the 50s, he has been working towards his bachelor's degree. But in the 50s, he fell in love, got married, started a family, so wasn't able to continue school right away. There were times where we would get lunch together, be in the library together, and just like work silently side by side.
Isn't that cool? She graduated at age 23 with her grandfather at age 88. Hey, the farm show starts tomorrow. You've heard Mark Lawrence talking about it. That means another butter sculpture. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with this, but it's a half a ton of butter. And this year's sculpture features dairy farmers, urban and suburban, like rural agricultural farmers, all coming together to feed Pennsylvania. And they're toasting with a giant glass of milk. Yeah, all of this made out of butter. Again, Pennsylvania Home Show starts tomorrow. The farmers show,
I mean. Good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
See, I'm so excited about the farm show. It's I know nothing about farming, but I love the farm show in Harrisburg. Hey, if your neighborhood has news that's good, send it to Mark Lawrence at our news station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and he'll get it here, and it'll be good news every single morning.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't know if this is good news, but there's a new bathtub out that like shoots steam and fog and all that stuff, just like a spa. Do you need something like that? Jimmy Fallon has the details with Late Night Soundbite. Don't leave the dog out too long this morning. It's cold, 23 degrees, and snowing.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Well, get this, though. Kohler just unveiled this new stillness bath that emits fog to replicate a spa experience. To make it even more spa-like, the bath also emits a hologram of a naked old guy who sits 2 feet away from it.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Ah, Flashback Friday, 94KX. That goes back to the late 70s. One of my first jobs in radio. We were playing that song over and over and over. Jazzman Chuck Mangione, although there are some that still say Chuck Mangione. And it feels so good. Snowy Friday morning, your requests on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. This man may be celebrating a birthday today. Birthday buddies are next. Flashback Friday, Kenny Loggins and his buddy Michael McDonald. And a song and an album, High Adventure, to change my life back in the 80s. Can you believe it? Kenny Loggins is celebrating a birthday today.
Can't stop the
the soundtrack king. I'm sure Movie Mike would agree. Kenny Loggins celebrating a birthday today. We all remember Footloose, right? That was the voice of Kenny Loggins.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
We have no Lynn Hall today. She's slipping and sliding on the way in. She'll be here in a few minutes, though. We mentioned Kenny Loggins, 74 today. Nicolas Cage, one of my favorite weird actors. They say bread is life. I bake bread. I have no life. Snap out of it. Nicolas Cage is 58. Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's is 63. And Katie Couric, another one of my faves, is 65 years old today. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now let's take a look at the local celebs, or as we like to call them, birthday buddies. Scroll up, please, Mr. Computer. Thank you. Brian Nicholas from Turbinville is 57 today. Chris Myers from Port Trevorton, 43. Happy birthday, Darlene Kerstetter, 66. Deborah Kerstetter is 63. Wonder if they're related. Denny Welshens from Watsontown is 61 today. Heather Scanlon, Turbinville, 41. Turbyville? Where'd that come from? Howard Ritter from Sealands Grove is 62. How you doing, Howard? Haven't seen that guy in a while. January Bartlow. What a cool name. January. 36 today. Happy birthday, Jeff Herb from Sunbury. He's 49. Larry Keim is 46. Happy birthday, Letitia Rice from Lewisburg. She's 41. Lisa Hoffman from Norrie is 58 today. Mark Lopez, 34. Mike Rao from Sunbury is 48. Nicole Mummy is 36 today. Happy birthday to Richard Startzel, 56. Scott Debo from Sunbury is 62. Shannon Chapel from Sealands Grove is 38. Shannon Gomboski from Sealands Grove is 38 as well. Sue Mainhart, 55 today. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Nothing on our text club. Nothing messaged in on Facebook. And no birthdays on the Ford Fun Line. Nonetheless, always you could get those birthdays to us. We do them every day at this time. Birthday Buddy. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, we'll take a check on the news, the sports, the AccuWeather. You could take a peek at WinterNet and all those two-hour school delays if you go to our web, WQKX.com. Also, a real cool link on Facebook today. Just go to the 94KX Facebook page. You'll see it up top. We'll give the two-hour school delays at the top of the hour, but if you can't wait, Mom, take a look at that, and we'll get them on the air for you. Movie Mike made it in today. How you doing, partner?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rip your mask off.
Oh, that's all right. It's a little snowy out there.
Yeah, I don't even know if you drive all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive.
Yeah, a four-wheel drive.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I took the tank out of the garage today, my old Jeep Wrangler with the big knobby tires on it.
Good day for that.
And there's no push-button thing because it's an old Jeep. You just reach down, you pull up that giant lever, and you hear it go clunk. And you know it's time to go in the snow.
Yes, very manly.
Manly, thank you very much. Movie Mike is on the way. Stay with us. No movie reviews today, but a special list. I love this time of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you my list of the 10 best films of 2021.
All coming up. Stay with us. WQKX. Flashback Friday. You know you're old when you love Daryl Hall and John Oates in the 70s and 80s, and now all their songs are like TV commercials.
Happy New Year to you and everybody listening.
Thank you. One quick thing. Are you going to post that picture of your kid covered with magic marker online?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather for the weekend. We'll take one more look at WinterNet with the school delays. Stay with us. There you have it. That's WinterNet. You can go to it anytime on our website. That's WQKX.com. And this morning, I don't know if it's just because it's the first significant snowfall. You can get it on our Facebook page. That's cool. It's pinned right up top. Just click on the link, Mom, if you need any information. Win it at
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
It's Flashback Friday. Your requests on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Use our Facebook page, Facebook message your request. Or you could do text or snail mail, but no, that'll be Wednesday. How about email? That'll get here quicker. Working hard for the money. It's Morgan in the Morning. Flashback Friday, thanks for the text request. Any Led Zeppelin will do. I didn't want to get rowdy today. Robert Plant. All of My Love, a very sad song when he lost a child back in the 70s. Still a very good song.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, you know what we didn't do today? We didn't check out viral videos.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, here we go. We've got two that are really good, all right? There's this guy, a YouTuber named Tom Carty, and he does some pretty good music. Now, I don't know what kind of sports fans you are, but down in Australia, there's a hot mess right now over tennis player Novak Djokovic. And some people say Novak Djokovic. But anyway, he's unvaxxed, and they said he could still play tennis in the Australian Open. But the country, Australia, says no.
It's so hard to say goodbye. We did not mean to hurt you. We did not mean to lie. When we granted your medical exemption to the Australian Open. We were being sarcastic. Read between the lines.
You're not allowed inside.
Novak wants a medical exemption. But you lied and now you're stuck in detention. Novak, stop being such a baby. And please quietly leave Australia. Maybe you could play your games remote, and that would also reduce the amount of times that you hit line judges in the throat with a ball.
Remember last year how you did that
at the US Open?
No.
You got mad and you hit a ball
Come
out
on,
of line judges'
don't talk
throat.
About it.
No biggie.
Look up his name. His name is Tom Carty. He's a YouTuber, and that song was great. On to another piece of viral comedy before we wrap it up. You know those talking dogs that say, I love you.
I love you.
Now that's perfect. If you really listen carefully, you know, most dogs don't really say it, but I think that dog did.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
One more late night soundbite from late night TV. BMW has a new SUV that changes colors. Jimmy Fallon will talk about that. And Tom's top list of the day, the top 10 things you should get rid of in 2022.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX. 94KX.
Do you guys see this BMW car? They just unveiled the new SUV that could actually change colors. Yeah, experts say it's going to revolutionize the way you forget where you parked your car.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Pretty sweet, huh?
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the five things you need to get rid of in 2022. Are you ready? Number one, old documents. Super old tax statements, you know, like bank statements, tax returns, I meant credit card statements. Get them all shredded. Get them out of the way. Number two, believe it or not, damaged kitchenware. We tend to hang on to it like forever. Chipped glasses, dull cutlery, even that Tupperware that's stained or doesn't have a matching lid. Get rid of it. Number three is important. Expired refrigerator and or pantry items. All right, it's easy to clean out the fridge, but when you get to that pantry, you ever look at those cans that are way in the back? Get rid of them. Number four, clothes that you don't wear. Not just stuff that's worn out, stuff that you'll never wear again. Why do you hang on to it? Get rid of it. And finally, number five, and this is a tough one for me, junk drawer items. Go through your junk drawer. Everybody has one. And get rid of that stuff in 2022.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Believe it or not, someone stole James Bond's car. Wouldn't you like to drive a James Bond car? One of them Aston Martins? Yeah. What if you stole one? Details coming up. Flashback Friday into the 90s with Tempe, Arizona's Gin Blossoms. 94KX.
What your life can truly be.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
How's this for Flashback Friday music, huh? This goes way back. But, you know, it was worth digging up. Because one of James Bond's cars has been missing for 25 years. A stolen Aston Martin from the James Bond movie Goldfinger has been found. It's in perfect condition, and nobody knows who put it there. So no one's going to get arrested or slapped around by James Bond, I guess. The car, by the way, the 25-year-old Aston Martin, maybe even older than that because it's been missing for 25 years, is valued at $25 million. Wow. How's that for Flashback Friday audio?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we'll take our parting shot, as we call it. And our parting shot is a personal one for me. One of my favorite people in the world.